A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Over black, words appear. Netflix presents. Awadi Animations and Vice Studios presentation. A Sharmeen Obaid Chinoy film. In animation, a little girl, Mare, giggles on a rooftop courtyard. She spreads her arms and runs around, pretending to fly. On a nearby bench, a young teen girl, Pari, folds two newspaper pages into paper airplanes. Mare runs to her and watches. Pari finishes folding the second paper plane. Mare reaches for it, but the teen pulls it away and carries both planes across the roof. The little girl repeatedly jumps, attempting to grab one. As Pari holds a plane out of reach, Mare pouts and crosses her arms. Smiling, Pari hands it to her. They salute each other. They launch their paper planes over the roof and watch as they fly through a village. A title appears, Sitara, Let Girls Dream. We follow one paper plane into the village. It soars through a balcony where two people fly a kite. It dips into another balcony, then lowers to the street and passes a produce vendor. As the paper plane glides above the road, a man steps out of its path. It hits a burly man's ankle and falls. He frowns. On their rooftop, Pari and Mare spot the burly man, Ahmed. Their mouths fall open and they duck behind the railing. With her fingers, Pari counts to three. The girls run to the edge of the roof and climb down a ladder. They cross a balcony to a winding staircase and hurry down the steps. On the ground floor, they run into a house and catch their breath. A woman in the kitchen, Marine, wipes her brow. Frowning, she turns to the girls and points to a clock on the living room wall. It shows the time as 5:50. Pari's eyes widen and she takes a serving dish from her mother. She places it on a large cloth on the floor. Her little sister sneaks to a plate of flatbread on the kitchen table. In the doorway, Pari watches Mare struggle to reach the flatbread. The teen grabs the plate, takes her sister's hand, and leads her to the dinner mat. They kneel together as Marine sets down a pitcher. Ahmed arrives with a boy, Adam. Spotting their father, the sisters stand. Ahmed turns his son, who hands over a blue box. Adam joins his sisters at the dinner mat while their father approaches Marine in the kitchen. Smiling, Ahmed opens the blue box, revealing ball-shaped pastries inside. He offers her a pastry. Marine waves it away, but her husband offers again. She takes a tiny nibble, then puts the pastry back in the box. Holding a tray of food, Marine hurries past Ahmed and toward the dinner mat. His smile fades as he closes the pastry box and follows her into the living room. Mare smiles at her father as he goes to a couch. The rest of the family sits on the floor. Catching his teen daughter's gaze, Ahmed smiles and pats the seat beside him. Pari joins him on the couch wearing a worried expression. He sets a shoebox on a table. As Ahmed opens it, Pari glances nervously at her mother. He takes out a red slipper with gold trim and floral detail. As Ahmed slips the shoe onto his teen daughter's foot, she wears an awestruck expression. Pari gives him an appreciative look, then admires the slipper. Ahmed gently touches her head. Marine gives a small smile, then scowls at her husband. Clapping at her kids, she pointedly shifts her eyes. Pari removes her slipper, then takes Mare by the hand. As Adam goes into another room, Pari leads her sister into their shared bedroom. She takes a book about Amelia Earhart off a shelf. Another paper airplane lies on the shelf. Text on the folded paper partially reads, "Husband happy." Sitting on a bed, Pari starts to read. Mare peeks into the living room and spies on her parents arguing. Marine gestures emphatically while Ahmed frowns and clenches his fists. He gestures for her to stop and she slumps. Glaring, Marine grabs the serving dish and heads back to the kitchen. Nighttime. A breeze blows through the barred window in the girl's bedroom. Mare stirs as the curtains beside her flutter. She sits up and glances at her older sister, who sleeps soundly. Mare gets out of bed, yawns, and tiptoes to a desk. She picks up a toy airplane and flies it around. As Mare plays, Pari wakes. The little girl turns to her smiling sister. Now the girls sneak onto the roof. Pari holds the toy plane and the book. They sit on the bench together and smile up at the sky. Pari flips through her book, then pretends to fly the toy airplane. With the plane in hand, she extends her arm toward the sky. Pari smiles and nods at Mare, who salutes and reaches for the plane. The older sister flies it away from her. Mare scoots closer and reaches again. Pari lowers the plane, letting her sister pretend to fly it with her. Now, a life-size version of the toy plane zooms through the air and ascends above the clouds. The plane soars toward us, revealing Pari flying it. Mare co-pilots beside her. The sisters salute each other, then fly higher and out of view. Morning. On the balcony, Ahmed watches Adam drag a trunk out of a storage room. In the house, Pari reads her Amelia Earhart book in bed. Mare waves a piece of paper, then hands it to her sister. Marine enters holding a henna cone. Wearing a sorrowful expression, she walks to the girls. Marine gently touches her younger daughter's chin, then sits beside Pari. While the teen folds the paper into a plane, Mare extends her hand to her mother. Marine draws a simple design on the little girl's hand. Pari gives the paper plane to her sister. While Mare plays with it, the teen smiles at her mother. Pari holds out her hands and Marine frowns. She gently takes her daughter's hands in her own and caresses them with her thumbs. They share a meaningful look. Marine sets the Amelia Earhart book aside. As she starts drawing a henna design on her daughter's palm, Pari's smile fades. Ahmed enters and Adam follows with the trunk. Pari's father kneels before her and she shows him the intricate design on her palm. He gives a small smile while Marine stares at him sadly. Ahmed looks at his wife, who averts her gaze and resumes drawing on Pari's palm. Ahmed shakes his head and stands. Pari looks wary as she studies her mother's face. Ahmed opens the trunk and his wife and older daughter look at it. As he gestures at the contents, Adam drags Mare out of the room. Ahmed follows them out. Noticing a red and gold garment in the trunk, Pari's expression changes from curious to devastated. In the living room, Mare plays with her paper plane. Adam frowns bitterly at his father, then walks off. Wearing a content smile, Ahmed picks up a framed photo from a side table. He touches the image, then takes it to the couch and sits. As he stares at the photo, the paper airplane hits his arm. Ignoring it, Ahmed continues gazing at the picture. Mare covers her mouth and stares at her father. She tiptoes toward him. Mare climbs onto the couch by her father. Smile fading, she studies the photo, which shows her parents on their wedding day. Ahmed smiles while Marine gazes down somberly. Mare's eyes narrow and she rushes to her bedroom. She finds Pari in a red and gold wedding dress and a headscarf. The teen wears a nose ring linked to her ear by a chain. In a wedding venue, Mare dances. Holding a paper plane, Marine stands at the entrance. Her eyes glisten with tears as she greets guests. She spots Ahmed and Pari arriving in a carriage. The father gets out. The groom's parents approach Marine. She smiles politely but rushes off, grabbing Mare's hand. They go to the carriage where Ahmed gestures for Pari to get out. She sits still with her head bowed. As Ahmed steps aside, Maureen leans toward the teen. She places the paper plane in Pari's hand. She clutches it and despondently meets her mother's gaze. Pari shakes her head faintly and Maureen does the same. Later, Pari walks down an aisle with her gaze lowered. Maureen, Adam, and Mare walk behind her. At the end of the aisle, Ahmed shakes hands with a mustached man, the groom. Both men smile at Pari. The young bride stops and shifts her eyes toward her mother. They both continue forward, hanging their heads. The groom extends his hand toward Pari, but Maureen stares past him. The groom looks at Ahmed, whose eyes widen uneasily. Maureen sits Pari on a love seat, and the groom takes a seat beside her. The family poses for a portrait with Pari and the mustached man. The image freezes, showing them in a photograph. A second picture shows the bride and groom with both of their families. A final photo shows them with only the groom's family. In each photo, Pari turns her head further away from the groom. Later, the teen hugs her mother. Mare holds back tears and salutes her sister. Wearing a miserable expression, Pari waves. Mare starts crying and hugs her. As Maureen pulls the younger girl away, the groom's mother gently leads Pari forward. The two fathers shake hands. The newlyweds and the groom's family head out of the venue. Ahmed looks at Maureen, who stares tearfully after their teen daughter. His expression becomes concerned. Stepping next to Adam, Ahmed places his hand on his shoulder. The boy peers up at him. He moves his father's hand off. Adam leads Mare out of the venue and Maureen follows. Behind them, Ahmed sits on the love seat and watches his family. Hanging his head, he spots the paper plane on the floor. He picks it up, staring poignantly at the crumpled object. Ahmed smooths out the plane's paper wing. Sighing, he looks at Mare, who wipes her face as she walks. Ahmed follows his family and signals for them to stop. They halt but don't face him. Adam glares as his father kneels by Mare. Ahmed looks up at Maureen, but she averts her gaze. He offers the paper plane to Mare. She briefly meets eyes with her mother. Mare turns back to her father. She reaches for the plane but hesitates. Nodding, Ahmed gives her a kind smile and Mare takes the plane. Glancing between her parents, Mare prepares to launch Pari's plane. She throws it. Mare's smile widens as the plane circles the family, then flies out of the venue. She follows it to the street. Mare watches her sister's paper plane soar high into the night sky. Text appears. Around the world every year, the dreams of 12 million child brides will never take flight. Fade to black. Credits appear over images of Mare. She makes paper airplanes with Ahmed and later attends the Aviation Academy. Wearing a graduation outfit, Mare stands with her parents and siblings. She salutes Pari, then pilots an airplane. Written and directed by Charmaine Obaid Chinoy. Executive producers Gloria Steinem, Darla Anderson, Ariel Wengroff. Producers Salman Iqbal, Jerjes Seja. Producers Imke Fairman, Charmaine Obaid Chinoy. Music by Laura Cartman. Director of Photography, Camera, and Staging, Faizan Ali. Editor, Hussein Kaiser. Sound Supervisor, John Bowen. Sound Editor, Samir Khan. The Sitara Score, Laura Cartman. Executive Score Producer, Ali Johnson. Music Producer, Andrew Sunnix. Music produced and mixed by Audio Network Limited. Recorded at Abbey Road Studios, London. Featured musicians, Evelyn Glennie, percussion. Ganavya Dorai Swami, voice. a title. Sitara, Let Girls Dream.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.